This call is being recorded.
Now you can continue.
Thank you. You said that the domino had already begun to fall. Was that with the Harvey Weinstein Hollywood scandal being revealed? Is that the first domino?
Not exactly, but it is something that is a part of the entire process, yes. There are many more that are coming, many more of these dominoes, some big, some small, but they are all going to create the effect of all of them falling at some point, which will then lead directly to that of the event.
Thank you.
Hello, one who serves. This is Lorelei. Can you hear me?
Yes, please go off your speaker there, if you would.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
No, you're still on your speaker.
Okay, I actually had the headset in. Hang on a minute.
Hi, can you hear me now?
That's better, yes.
Okay, good. So when I was training for several years in a process called Access Consciousness, which was about accessing consciousness and, you know, the Akashic record and whatever directly, one of the processes that we were taught to use was something which they called pulling the energy. And I thought of this because someone else asked about sending the violet flame to people, and was that a good thing, or was that a violation of the prime directive? So, but with this pulling the energy, we're pulling like the fun, play, ease, joy energy from the universe through another human being or whatever the case may be. But anyway, we're pulling that energy through another human being, and supposedly that makes that person feel better, you know, or else maybe if there's a conflict, then it can kind of ease the conflict between two people. So, and it was told us it was better to pull the energy than to push the energy at somebody, you know, that was actually a more gentle, loving thing to do. So can you give me a little more word if that is against the prime directive, or if that's acceptable, or what?
We can tell you what you are saying is just a name, or just an understanding that is not quite accurate. Whether you are pulling or pushing or whatever it might be, it is still the same thing. You are sending the energy in one way or another. And as you send the energy, if you are sending the energy with a direct result in mind, then you can at certain points be interfering and be against the prime directive. That is correct. But if you send the energy, however it would be that you do so, but send it with love, send it with the understanding that it is to go wherever it needs to go, and how it is accepted. That is all there is to it. Send it with love. But that, if you leave it at that with no result in mind here, then everything is okay. Now, with that understanding, if you send it to another person and that person understands that you are sending it to them, then you can have a result in mind. You see? If they know about it, if they accept it, then certainly there can be a result, there can be a goal in mind here, to whether it is healing or whatever it might be. You see?
Yes, I do. That clears it up. Thank you so much. That's great.
We take one or two more questions, and then we release.
Yes. Hello, one who serves. This is Josh. I'll try to keep this succinct for the sake of the group and time. But after I've done plant medicine, ayahuasca in the past, and it was very helpful for me in my journey, hadn't felt compelled to do it for about a year and a half, and suddenly felt very impulsively compelled to do it and do the ceremony on Friday night. And I felt your presence there very strongly. And just again, keeping this succinct, I was guided to receive a transmission. And you were leading me through this and guiding me through this. And I asked at a certain point about ayahuasca itself, and you said it wasn't the only way we could accomplish this specific transmission, but it was the most direct and efficient, and so hence the ayahuasca ceremony. So my question is, in going forward for me, is this something that I should continue to work with, both for my own journey and possibly to facilitate and assist others?
First of all, as you know, there are no shoulds, so you do whatever you want to do here. And to use these types of medicinal plants or whatever, you can call them as tools, various tools that you have to expand your consciousness, to raise your consciousness, even at times to raise vibrations. And if you are doing it for this purpose, then certainly there is nothing wrong with this. Now, understand, though, that in order to communicate with you, as you're saying, while you were doing this, this was necessary because you have not had the training yet to open up to, have the connection, rather, to open up to these type of channeling sources here, as we are doing through this one, James. This one, James, has had a great deal of training over the years here in this lifetime and many lifetimes even previous to this in preparation for these times. So for you to have this understanding, you would need to accentuate it with something else that you might say speeds up the process and is able to bring you out of yourself. That is the important thing. In order to do these types of communications, you must be able to let go of yourself, to come outside of yourself, you might say. And this is what is needed. And these types of medicinal plants and other tools such as this are needed at times to create this understanding in a shorter period of time. You see?
Yes, this makes sense. There was also a sense, like implicit in the communication, that it needed this transmission for now, and what we were doing needed a certain amount of, for lack of a better word, secrecy. And is that also why I was guided to do it that way and not through perhaps another human healer?
We can say that it is important for you to experience the connection yourself rather than through another. This is even saying that these types of channeling experiences that we are doing here is going to come to an end at a certain point here, because it will no longer be needed, because all of you will have your connection with your higher self much, much more than you do now. And when that happens, there will be no need of something outside of yourself to continue to guide and nudge you along. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
I have a question, one who serves. This is Peter.
Yes.
Okay. Being as we are 70 or 80% water, and that's becoming crystalline if it's not already, and as we envision and feel and emote gratitude, forgiveness, unconditional love, etc., higher vibrational things, and we increase our crystalline structure, and as you said, that crystalline structure will communicate with other crystals, and being as the core of the earth, from what I understand, is mostly crystals, this is my question. As we raise our vibrations and connect to the other crystals, including the core of the earth, will it have a synergistic effect? In other words, will it be easier for us to live in gratitude and joy and forgiveness and unconditional love, et cetera, because we are living in that and being assisted synergistically and potentiated by the other crystals all around us?
Pretty much so. As you continue to rise in vibration, raise your frequencies, and become more and more crystalline in a sense here, then you are going to, as you say, connect to those crystals around the planet and even within the planet. And as you do so, you will be raising, continuing to raise your vibrations, and in so doing, you will find that the love frequency will rise along with this, and everything that goes along with the love frequency as well. And those of the fear frequency and all of this will dissipate greatly. eventually be gone entirely.
Thank you. That answers my question. Appreciate it.
Take one more question, and then we need to release channel. Anything further here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I am wondering what it means to be a keeper of the flame. If one were asked to, like in meditation by a higher being to, or maybe not even asked, if one is given the opportunity to be a keeper of the flame, a flame, I am wondering what that means and what that entails, specifically the orange flame.
You all have the capability of being the keeper of the flame, both within yourself and outside of yourself as well. So you can all be considered, in this sense, the keepers of the flame, or the spreaders of the flame, the spreaders of the light bearers, the light sharers, all of this. This is all one and the same. Specifically, though, there are ones that are designated as these keepers of the flame, the more of the guardians, you might say, guardians of the flame here, and they are the ones that are continuing from outside of this realm to continue to influence the various ones here on this planet at this time. They are monitoring, you might say, the flame across, just as the Sananda did this meditation with you, where you saw the flames everywhere. Well, the keepers of the flame are the ones that are monitoring all of this. Okay?
Okay, I see. Yes, thank you.
We are needing to release channel here now. And before we do so, we are just going to put what is you're saying here, a plug out there in terms of your advance, that it is coming, and it is coming very quickly. And we would suggest that all of you that have not yet become a part of this, be ready to experience. Be ready to experience some of those things which you have already been talking about and sharing. And yes, as we said earlier, expect something unexpected here. Something that has not yet been spoken of, and we cannot give this, of course, because then it would not be unexpected. So just be ready for this, and continue to keep your eyes on the sky, okay? Because lots of things are coming, and much will be revealed from looking up at the skies. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.